outstretched storm. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today's program, my friends, we're going to work on this summer, things that are important to you and that are important to our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, my friends, as we begin the summer, it's such a beautiful time to acknowledge the fact that school's out and our kids are free for the summers. But it's important to acknowledge that this time is valuable time in which we can use to foster growth, personal growth for us and for our kids, for our families. It's not just vacation time from school, time to watch television day in and day out, rise out of bed late, and develop a habit pattern of laziness, but it's a time when we can foster growth and personal change. Again, school's out. One of the best feelings in the world for kids is when school has ended for the summer and they have basically almost 2.5 months free to do what they couldn't do all year, which is to sit back and just enjoy time with their friends. And so that being said, we want to set some goals to move our kids forward, our families forward. Number one, we want to look at three types of goals: physical goals for the body, mental for the mind, and spiritual growth for the soul. And one of the great goals we want to put up front is that as we enter into the vacation mode, that mindset, that philosophy that we're supposed to kick back, get up late, and just do anything we want, the goal is to not forget about Jesus, to not forget about our Father in heaven, to not forget about God, because He can be put on the back burner very often because of vacations and sports and hobbies and all kinds of activities. So one of the great goals up front this summer is to keep God into our lives, within our lives, day in and day out, week in and week out, and to, you know, foster spiritual growth for our souls through that personal relationship, going through our summer months with a peace with God, a greater peace and a greater presence acknowledged by you and I, because we're under the grace of God. Very, very important. So don't forget about Jesus just because school has ended, my friends. Don't allow that to happen to you and I so that we are outside of God's grace, living without the peace of God, entering into what God says not to do, okay? But staying within the grace of God, under the umbrella of God's grace, and within the instructions of what He says to do. Very important. And we want to set some goals physically, too, for our bodies. Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So taking care of our bodies, getting the proper rest, and being prepared each and every day to do things, exercise and diet, and including good habit patterns to build our bodies up. We see an abundance of kids who are now addicted to tablets and telephones and Minecraft and television, all kinds of, you know, activities which don't really include football or basketball or baseball or running or weightlifting. Things to build up your body are great activities. It's not that we can't use tablets and phones for positive activities, but we have to put some, you know, guidelines out to our kids on how many hours a day are they involved with these kinds of, equipment. And so more physical activity, more spiritual activity. And the third one is the mental. What are we doing for our minds during the summer months? Are we building our minds up, capitalizing on the actual end of school? You know, and there's time for rest. Rest's important. But what else can we do mentally for our minds? Can we, you know, engage in some mental activities, reading things that we really enjoy that are related to our hobbies, our sports, our spirit, you know, great articles, great books, listening to great music that build us up mentally and spiritually. Think about it. So we want to have some goals related to our mind, body, and soul, to build us up spiritually, mentally, and physically so we have balance. And one of the things we talk about heavily in the Wings program is maintaining that balance so that we are not without balance in life, where we are depressed or we are overweight, obese, or we are suicidal, or we are going through life with anxiety, depression, fears, but we have peace and contentment because we are filled spiritually, mentally, and physically. But spiritually, it's so important. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 17 says, "And they all ate and were satisfied because God had sent down bread from heaven." And I just tell you that it's a great question for you and I. Are we satisfied with our relationships with God? Are we satisfied with where we are in that spiritual journey? Or can we do more? Do we need to, set aside more quality time for God? Opening up our Bibles a little bit more, living out some of the scriptures that we're reading, to be under the grace of God once again, which is so important. And I just tell you, in the Wings program, we have met people who were out of balance in doing work with incarcerated individuals for more than 20 years. We've met all kinds of people, and very often we see people who are spiritually void, unable to be filled because their focus is on money, power in the streets, prestige in the streets. Their focus is only on material things. And as a result, they continue to strive for that pursuit of money, power, and prestige in the streets. And we see it in corporate America. We see it in our communities. And there are people who have no focus on God. And this is a great paradigm shift that has to be made because they will never be satisfied. Only God can satisfy us ultimately. And this is where, you know, we want to be within that relationship under the grace of God. And in the Wings program, we've seen people who have found God, who have been here on Holy Spirit Radio, who have shared their stories, given testimony. Some of them are still alive, and some of them have passed. And today I want to highlight a few of those people for you because their stories, you know, are important and need to be told again and again periodically. Their lives were changed by the grace of God, by the presence of God in their life, the focus of God in their lives. And the first one I want to highlight is a woman by the name of Sarah Banneker. And at the time, I was very much involved in going to a recovery home at Frankfort Avenue in the North Philadelphia area. And they had a men's home for 30 men, and a woman's home was created. And so we started bringing the Wings Home program there in North Philly to the woman's home. And there's where I met Sarah Banneker. And Sarah was a young girl who had gotten involved with the wrong people over in Camden, New Jersey. And she had a boyfriend who was very much involved with drug dealing and drug using, and introduced her to drug using. And so she became very much involved with the drug scene and the wrong people. And she also, at the same time, got pregnant and was in no position to take care of her daughter. And so she gave her daughter up. And basically, being in that position, she moved forward as a young lady with this boyfriend. And they were very involved with drug dealing and drug using. And Sarah, was, again, involved with the wrong person who taught her how to sell drugs, how to use drugs, how to live in abandoned buildings. He taught her how to be a prostitute, how to panhandle, and how to go through life in that way. And I just tell you this because at some point things got so bad that she was really held hostage in a high-rise building in New York, and rescued by the SWAT team and the New York City Police Department. But Sarah, at this point when I met her, had found God and had changed her life and had, been a victim of overdose many times. And she was raped many times. She was, a person who had transitioned into a more normal life from this terrible life that she was leading. And she came on Holy Spirit Radio many years ago as a guest and told her story. She also came into five high schools with the help of the Falls Township Police Department. And part of her growth spiritually and her community service was to give back to the kids who were in situations in different high schools, kids who had behavioral issues, helping them to avoid the things that she had gone through, namely early pregnancy, drug use, incarceration. She was incarcerated over 5 years. And so many other things, being a victim of rape. And she shared her story many, many times with the young people and began a book. She began to write a book. And we were moving forward with that when she was diagnosed with HIV. And Sarah, at 34 years old, unfortunately passed away. And I just tell you, it was a very sad situation, but her story goes on. A story of how she found God and that God helped her to change her life and to move forward to a more peaceful, life and relationship with Jesus Christ. So Sarah, who had passed away so many years ago, was a guest here once again. And we just, want to mention that her sister also had passed due to drug use. But I want to thank Sarah, and we just pray, that Sarah will be looking down on us and hearing this story today. And we thank God for Sarah's testimony in the many high schools she went to and here at Holy Spirit Radio as well. Many years ago, we also were going once again into that men's home who was started by Bob Beck. And Bob had a history of drug use. And then God came into his life and changed his life. And the House of Adonai was founded. And he was the founder of a home for men who were addicted to drugs and alcohol. And he ran that program, the 12-step program, and a great spiritually driven program for men who were addicted. And for 7 years, we went to that home, the House of Adonai, every Tuesday, and helped to prepare men to come home after recovery from addiction. Many of the men had lost families and loved ones throughout their, addictions, and had to deal with those, unfortunate circumstances on top of the addiction. We had a man there who was involved with alcohol to the point where he had gotten 8 DUIs, served 15 years in prison. And I said to him in one of the sessions, the WINGS program, I said to him, how long are you going to do this? Because you're 42 years old. How long can you do it? He had lost his family to alcoholism, served 15 years, and had 8 DUIs. And the judge truly had given him time to reflect on that while he was incarcerated. But for that man, he was able to, overcome the alcoholism with Bob's help, as many men did. And with the help of God and God's grace, he was able to turn his life around. And so, there are many stories that we can talk about with people who found God, where they fostered change. And God helped to change the lives of men and women, under the House of Adonai, who was led by Bob Beck, who also passed away in his late 50s so many years ago, but was a guest here at Holy Spirit Radio. And I tell you that because Holy Spirit Radio has been involved with prison ministry in different ways, and they have helped to touch the hearts and minds of many people who are suffering from addiction to alcohol and drugs as well. And with their help, we've been able to get to places that, God, the Word of God says that, man can close no doors that God has opened. And, this is important. And God has opened a door to recovery programs, incarceration programs, for us, and with the help of Holy Spirit Radio, we've been able to touch many people. And so we had a situation one time with a man on death row. We had a 2.5-year to 3-year project with a man who was up on death row at one of the facilities that came through Holy Spirit Radio. And he had called in looking for someone to come visit him and to give him some brotherhood and counseling because he was being ostracized as a Catholic on death row. And so that led to a 2.5-year to 3-year ministry and project approved by the Catholic chaplain at this facility itself. And I just tell you that, Holy Spirit Radio has been the catalyst that has brought me into a variety of different venues. And, for each and every person that we've been involved with, God has led us into the heart and mind of that person, that individual. And God has fostered change, And so it's so important that we build that spiritual relationship with God and that we maintain that balance once again. And so as we, go forward in the program today, we want to mention that the WINGS program is always available for people who need the WINGS program. And WINGS stands for Winning Ideas, Nurturing Growth, and Success. And if you're not growing, we're stagnating. And stagnation breeds depression. Recently, I met a man in a 7-Eleven. And he was behind the counter. And this young man had a unusual tattoo on his arm. It had the face of a person who was kind of broken and with a tear coming out of one of the eyes. And there was like a line coming through the center of the face, showing two sides of the person's face. And I asked him about the tattoo, and he said it was the tattoo highlighting his own feelings, which he was living in depression for many years. And he overcame depression, but not before he actually got that tattoo on his arm, showing his sadness, reflecting on that. And the tattoo is called A Broken Person, because he grew up broken. And I never asked him what happened in his life as he grew up, but I know from experience that there are many situations that people are born into that they never asked for, but are dealing with the consequences of those situations. It could be growing up without a parent, growing up with incarcerated parents, visiting incarcerated parents on a weekly or monthly basis. It could be the absence of a mother or father due to addiction to drugs or alcohol. It could be, you know, that you were born into a situation where your parents were just divorced and you grow up visiting your parent, you know, every other week and trying to overcome those, you know, challenges, those feelings, which are not easy to do because you don't have the stability of a father and a mother in the same home. And so there are many situations that we highlight in the WINGS program, but depression is something that has to be overcome. And the way we overcome depression is to focus on balance, because when people are depressed, their minds are, you know, not what we want them to be. They can be, you know, depressed lightly, moderately, or severely, which is suicidal. And we've had, you know, a variety of different people who were depressed for different reasons, because, you know, incarceration is really fosters depression. Unless you use your time inside in a positive way, you will be depressed waiting to come home. Many times people are scheduled to go to court and think they're coming home when in fact they're going to serve another year or 2 years, you know, or another 6 months because of a continuance. So the waiting is very challenging. And to avoid depression on the inside, you've got to be engaged in positive conversations, education, positive physical activity, spiritual activity, you know, attending mass and praise and worship services. Otherwise, you know, depression is on the horizon. And it doesn't leave unless you change your time. How you use your time in a positive way each and every day is important. So you build up yourself mentally and you come out of depression. And again, without balance, you can be depressed. I know in the WINGS program, we've had many men who were depressed. We've had people also that we've met through delivering meals for Aid for Friends who were living out of balance because they were in a position where their weight had exceeded 500 pounds, 600 pounds, and they were out of balance. So building up our bodies, our minds, and our souls. Not being spiritually void, but engaging in the Word of God privately and in prayer groups, going to Mass each and every week, and really, you know, developing that relationship with Christ to help us to foster change. So we have many men who are still inside who are, you know, doing exactly that. And with that, they prepare to come home. They prepare for family life, community service, work, education, by getting GEDs, getting their high school diplomas, getting licenses and certifications in the trades, sometimes in plumbing, electrical, HVAC. Other times it could be a barber's license, and so many other topics can be explored depending on their desires for work. But it is important, my friend. So as we said earlier in the program, school's out for summer. What are we doing with our time? Is it positive or negative? Because we have 168 hours a week, and each and every hour has got to be positive. It's important. All positive people have to be in our lives. So one of the philosophies in the WINGS program is the circle of influence. We want to be influenced, impacted by positive people, not negative people. We want no negative habit patterns in our lives. And so if you need to make change, start making it today. If you need to change the people in your life, it may be a difficult thing to do sometimes, but if the person is bringing you down versus building you up, if the person is drawing you away from God or from what God says to do and putting you in the not-to-do zone, then change needs to take place. And I want you to make that change today. Don't wait until bad things happen, because bad things can happen to good people. And it's important that we take action and take command of our lives, okay? Like a guy who's commanding a ship on the ocean or an airplane in the skies, we have to take command and take responsibility for the decisions we make. Each decision has to be a good decision. If it's good for me, that's great, but it's got to be good for my wife, good for my kids, good for my grandkids. It's got to be lined up with what God says to do and avoiding what God says not to do. And if you've met those conditions, then that decision is a good one and we go forward. But it's important, my friends, that we understand that time is of the essence. And each and every week we have 168 hours of total time. Each hour is important. Let's not waste the time this summer, but to put it to good use, to build up our bodies, our minds, our souls, our relationship with God. Let's not forget about Jesus Christ and put him on the back burner, making him an obligation for 1 hour a week, but make him number one in our lives, to move him up the ladder of priorities, to make him number one as we submit. No longer the captains, we are the co-pilots, putting God first, who truly is the captain of our lives. My friends, that's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you once again. And I wish you the very best this summer. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day and God bless you. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.
Love and